An organization fighting Milwaukee's high African American infant mortality rate took a big hit this past week. The federal government told the Black Health Coalition of Wisconsin it's losing a grant worth $750,000. The organization says it will have to drastically cut services. As WUWM reports, the funding is being pulled as Milwaukee's high mortality rate persists. No organization enjoys losing funding, but Bevan Baker says the $750,000 cut to the Black Health Coalition of Wisconsin is especially upsetting.
To use the boxing analogy, this is a blow to the gut of infant mortality reduction.
Baker is Milwaukee's health commissioner. He says the city faces a serious infant mortality problem.
For every 1,000 infants born in this city, you're going to have nearly 16 of them, if they're African-American, would succumb before their first year of life.
That's compared to fewer than 6 for white babies. Baker says Milwaukee's Black infant mortality rate is one of the highest rates in the country, and it should have been on the federal government's radar when deciding how to distribute funding. The loss is huge for the Black Health Coalition of Wisconsin.
I'm going to lose, 8 or 10 staff. I only have 11 in the first place, so that's a big hit. This grant was 80% of our budget.
Dr. Patricia McManus heads the organization. It's been providing one-on-one counseling for hundreds of vulnerable pregnant women each year, helping them live healthy and stable lives so they give birth to healthy children. McManus says the group is already cutting services in anticipation for January when the grant runs out.
We're not taking any more clients. We get calls every day. Very hard for me to turn people away. That's hard for me. But I don't want to take any more if we can't handle it. So we've started turning away referrals, and we're going to have to actually close out clients that we have now.
McManus says the Black Health Coalition will begin applying for other grants. In the meantime, she's complaining to the state's congressional delegation about the federal grant-making process. McManus believes her organization scored high enough to receive funding. As the coalition restructures, other groups continue fighting infant mortality here. LaShondra Vernon is program director of the Milwaukee Life Course Collaborative. It's relatively new. Vernon says it brings together hospitals, faith groups, and other organizations to address the multiple factors that contribute to infant mortality.
From community violence issues to concerns about safety, food, and healthy eating choices here in the city. And then just looking at ways to engage people who weren't engaged before. A very important factor is our relationships with the fathers.
City Health Commissioner Baker says everyone should be concerned about the issue.
When you look at infant mortality rates, that's the one barometer that's universal in determining how healthy a city, a state, or even a nation is.
I'm Annalise Henzel, 89.7 WUWM.